Well, I'm happy to say that I found my voice earlier this week. Thank you so much for all your prayers, all your concern, also your expressed concern. It's been a rough kind of week and a half, but it's good to, you don't really realize what you have until you lose it. So today my homily is actually going to be about three times longer than normal to make up for the three masses I had to whisper. So no, I wouldn't want to listen to myself for that long, so don't worry. So today we celebrate the feast of the baptism, right? The baptism of the Lord. And every year whenever this feast day comes up, you know, the feast of the baptism, we ask ourselves, and it's kind of a head scratcher sometimes, it's important to answer this one question. Why was it necessary that Jesus be baptized? Why does Jesus go to the Jordan River to be baptized by John the Baptist? Because it's really important to answer this very question. Because Jesus has no need of baptism, you see. Jesus has no original sin. He has no personal sin, right? He is God. He is all holy. He is all righteous, right? He has no need of baptism in the way that we do. He has no need to be washed clean of anything because he is God. So it's important to answer this one question, and there's two ways to answer it. Why was Jesus baptized? The first one is this, is that Jesus goes to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. Why? Because he wanted to number himself among sinners. Okay? So first of all, what was John doing? Okay, so if you remember from the Sundays in Advent, we have those, the second and third Sunday of Advent is all focused on St. John the Baptist. And we're presented with this rather strange figure, right? He is dressed in camel's hair, a leather belt. He's got a very high-protein diet, locusts, and wild honey, right? But the gospel tells us, if you remember, from the Gospel of Matthew, it says that all of Jerusalem and all of Judea went out to the wilderness to behold John. So entire multitudes of people were leaving the city to go out to the wilderness, to go out to the desert, to behold this strange character who was baptizing. So what was John doing? John was not administering the sacrament of baptism. We got to be clear about that. The sacrament of baptism is instituted by Jesus. So he's not baptizing in the way that we receive baptism. But what his baptism was a baptism of repentance. He was preparing the Jewish people to recognize their sins, the ways that they had missed the mark, the ways that they had been unfaithful to God. So he was leading the multitudes of people, he was leading the people to acknowledge their sins and to come back to the covenant. And so what does Jesus do? When Jesus goes, he goes among the sinners. Why? Because in this moment, when Jesus goes to the Jordan River with sinners, what he is doing is he is taking our sins upon himself. Okay? If we fast forward to Good Friday, the first reading is always Isaiah chapter 53. And Isaiah 53 is all about the just one suffering for the unjust, or the holy one suffering for the unholy, or the sinless one who is suffering for the sinful. So what does Jesus do on the cross? On Good Friday, you know, what does St. Paul say? St. Paul says in Galatians, he says in Galatians that he gave himself up for me, okay? So if we think about it, while Jesus is on the cross, He knows each one of us because he is God. And he knows every sin that I've ever committed. He also knows every sin that I will ever commit in my life. And he also knows all of yours. So as Jesus is on the cross, he knows us personally, and he is confessing our sins to the Father. So you see what Jesus does in his baptism is he takes our sins upon himself so that he can take those sins to the cross. Jesus, as he's on the cross, remember he's the just one suffering for the unjust. Jesus feels as if he has committed all the sins of all of humanity. So whenever we think of our Lord's suffering, yeah, he suffered physically, but he suffered spiritually all the more because he took all of our sins as if he committed them. And he confesses them to the Father. So you see, it all begins in the baptism. In the baptism, he numbers himself with us. He takes our sins upon himself. The second reason that Jesus is baptized, the second reason he goes to the Jordan, is to sanctify the waters of baptism. To make water holy. Okay, so water, this very essential element of life. After the baptism of Jesus, water is forever changed. Because now water can be used. Now water can be used to communicate grace to somebody's soul. Now water can be used whenever water is poured by a priest or deacon or by a layperson in the danger of death on the head and says, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That water does something. That water does something real and brings life to our souls, brings grace to our souls. It washes away original sin, washes away personal sin. So friends, the day of our baptism actually was the most important day of our lives. A few years back when I was in seminary, this is in 2008, I think, Pope Benedict XVI came to the United States. And we visited him in New York, and he was speaking to a group of us, and he then addressed parents. And he said to parents, he said that bringing your child to the church for baptism is the greatest gift that you can give your child. Because what do you receive in that moment? In that moment, when the parents bring their children to the church, they're giving them the opportunity for salvation. They're giving them the opportunity to go to heaven, to have eternal life with God. I'm happy to say that actually in these last probably three months, I'm doing more baptisms than I ever have in the last 10 and a half years of my priesthood, right? So it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing for our parish, for our parish family, and a great joy to welcome so many new babies, you know, into the faith. But I want to just end, I want to conclude with a brief story about a recently canonized saint. Her name is Saint Josephine Bakita. So Saint Josephine, she grew up in the Sudan. She was sold into slavery. And later she was bought by a rich Italian family who gave her her freedom. She was educated by religious sisters, and after she had the beauty of the Catholic faith proclaimed to her, announced to her, she requested to be baptized. Later on in life, she became a religious sister. But St. Josephine Bakita would always go back. She lived in Venice. She was baptized in Venice in northern Italy. She would always go back to Venice. She would return to the place of her baptismal font. She would kiss it. And she would say, this is the place that I became a daughter of God. She had a great devotion to her baptismal day and the anniversary of her baptism. And I think that I know I've mentioned it previously in previous years, but if we don't know our baptismal day, we should do a little bit of research and find that day out and celebrate it. Celebrate it accordingly. It's our baptismal day is really, in reality, it's more important than the day of our birthday, right? Our birthday is incredibly important. But the day of our baptism is the day that we became a child of God. So, you know, why we call mom and dad our mom and dad? We call mother and father mom and dad because we have their life within us, right? But what happens in baptism? The life of God comes into our soul in the life of grace. So it's from the baptismal font that we are able to call God Father and that we're able to call the church Mother, because it's on that day that we receive new birth as a child of God. It's on that day that the Holy Trinity came to dwell within us, that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit truly abides in us and lives within us. His presence is within us as long as we are in the state of grace. So friends, as we thank God for that gift of our baptism, we thank him for his example and for being baptized, for sanctifying the waters of baptism. But we thank him, we should also thank our parents for the gift of our own baptism. Because it was on that day that God the Father said to us, in a very real way, he said to us the same words that God the Father says to Jesus in today's gospel, just after he is baptized. On that day that we became a child of God, God too said to us, "This is my beloved son," or for the women, "This is my beloved daughter, with whom I am well pleased." May it be so. Amen.